In this bulletin, Victoria's COVID-19 cases drop below 100. Queensland extends restrictions on gatherings. And actor Chadwick Boseman, who found fame in the film Black Panther, dies at the age of 43. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Victoria has recorded its lowest number of daily COVID-19 cases in almost 2 months, which Premier Daniel Andrews says is proof his unpopular lockdown restrictions are working. The state on Saturday reported 94 new cases in the previous 24 hours, the lowest number since July the 5th, and a far cry from the 725 new cases on August the 5th. The latest statistics include 18 more deaths, taking the state toll to 514 and the national toll to 601. Mr. Andrews says the decline in cases is a sign the strategy is working, but says getting the balance right between freedom and restrictions will continue.
It is a very, very difficult balancing task in order to be confident that you're going to protect public health, that you have truly defeated the second wave, but also it's not just about protecting lives and saving lives, it's about saving livelihoods as well, and that's what we're focused on.
Melburnians are subject to another fortnight of strict stage 4 restrictions, including an 8pm to 5am curfew, and Mr. Andrews said the benefits from the first 4 weeks are starting to show. And in other parts of the country, Queensland has recorded another 4 virus cases linked to a correctional service training academy in the state's southeast. One trainee from the Queensland Corrective Services Academy and 3 household contacts of trainees tested positive on Friday. Health Minister Stephen Miles says his department has also issued alerts for Rugby Union Club at Redland Bay and a netball centre at Gracefield.
We are not reporting infections from the netball centre. We are, though, reporting that people believed to be infectious were there in a location where many hundreds of people gather. And so it's a cause for concern, of course. That's why we've issued that notice. That's why we have notified teams and coaches, players, families.
Queensland authorities have expanded limits on gatherings after confirming the new cases. From 8am on Monday, the Darling Downs will join the Gold Coast, Brisbane, Logan and Ipswich in restricting gatherings to 10 people. Meanwhile, in New South Wales, the Sydney CBD coronavirus cluster has grown to 23 after 14 new cases were detected. 3 of the latest infections attended the City Tattersalls Club, while 5 were contacts of people who visited the club. Those who attended the club between the 4th and the 18th of August are being urged to come forward for testing. Christine Selby from the New South Wales Health Department says the City Tattersalls Club is potentially at the centre of the state's outbreak.
New South Wales Health is investigating whether the CBD cluster originated in the City Tattersalls Club and then spread to workplaces in the city and to households across Sydney and the Central Coast.
Let's go overseas now. And the spokesperson for the Office of the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights has urged the United States to eradicate structural racism in law enforcement. The statement comes after the death on August the 23rd of Jacob Blake, an African-American who was followed by police officers and shot 7 times in the back at close range, sparking more protests in the US. OHCHR spokesperson Rupert Colville said the shooting highlights the need for urgent action to eradicate links between racism and policing.
African Americans continue to be exposed to differentiated and heightened risk when engaging with law enforcement bodies in the United States. And this really tragic episode reaffirms the need for urgent action to eradicate linkages between structural racism and policing.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has paid tribute to Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe after Mr. Abe announced his resignation due to health issues. In a statement, Mr. Morrison has called his Japanese counterpart Australia's true friend and thanked him for his commitment to relations between the two nations. There is no consensus yet on who will succeed Mr. Abe, but some candidates have already emerged, among them Finance Minister Taro Aso, Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshide Suga and former Defence Minister Shigeru Ishiba. Mr. Abe says he's confident a capable successor will be formally elected in Parliament. Actor Chadwick Boseman, who found fame as the regal Black Panther in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, has died from colon cancer at the age of 43. During his screen career, Mr. Boseman played a number of real-life characters famed for breaking America's racial barriers, including soul singer James Brown in Get On Up, Supreme Court Justice Thurgood Marshall in Marshall, and baseball pioneer Jackie Robinson in 42. But the actor's most memorable role was his 2018 performance as king of the fictional African kingdom of Wakanda and the crime fighter known as Black Panther in the first major studio superhero movie featuring a predominantly African-American cast. Let's see what the weather's doing for Sunday across the nation. In Perth, mostly sunny and 22. In Adelaide, a couple of showers, winds easing, a top of 16. Much the same for Melbourne, 19 degrees. In Hobart, a couple of showers there as well. Windy day, 20 degrees. Fine weather for Canberra, 18. Possible morning smoke in Wollongong, 23. Much the same in Sydney, 25 for you. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 24. Partly cloudy day in Brisbane, 22 degrees. Showers easing and 26 in Cairns and 34 degrees in Darwin, where it'll be a fine and sunny day. I'm Peggy Giacomelos and this is the latest from the SBS Newsroom.